Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Virginia school board has now agreed to pay damages to a teacher who was fired regarding a pronoun policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, whoever thought we'd be talking about pronouns on a regular basis, but here's a case where a French teacher, his name is Peter Vlaming, he was fired because he would not intentionally lie and call a female student by male pronouns, because, of course, his religious beliefs would not allow him to do so.
You know, whether it's English, but certainly in other languages, and this is a French teacher.
Where pronouns Spanish, are very obvious.
Pronouns are very obvious.
You know?
If you eliminate pronouns in many of these languages, you eliminate a lot
right.
of grammatical content, and it makes things unworkable. Like Greek, for example, you have a male, female, and you have neuter as well. Things that might not be male or female. They're inanimate kinds of objects.
Well, in Spanish, you have el and elle, and then if it's a masculine, it ends in O. If it's a feminine, it ends in A.
Yeah, so
very clear.
And that's how you link things together, words together, because
right.
you match the pronouns. And so here you have this French teacher at West Point High School in Virginia. He had taught there for nearly 10 years. He was placed on administrative leave originally in 2018 after he objected to calling a biologically female student by male pronouns. Initially, Vlaming tried to avoid using pronouns altogether and accommodate the student by using the student's new preferred masculine name. However, school officials directed the professor, the teacher, to stop avoiding the use of pronouns and to refer to the student using the pronouns that the student wanted to use. In other words, to lie to the student.
How do you teach a foreign language and avoid the pronouns?
I know.
You know?
But they wanted him to lie to the student, and he wouldn't do that. So shortly thereafter, when he said that he could not lie to the student, that was against his Christian faith, because to call a student something other than what they are, it's one thing, you know, you can have a name, you know, Bobby Sue can be a boy, you know, whatever name you want, that's fine. Go ahead. You can call the person whatever name. And he was willing to go by whatever new name this person wanted. But that wasn't good enough for the school. No, you have to lie and you have to use pronouns that are inconsistent with biological reality.
He even attempted further compromise by inviting the whole class to use new names to avoid any, you know, additional pronouns. But they still wouldn't go for that. They still wanted him to call her male pronouns.
Yeah, so a Virginia school board has now agreed to a settlement to pay $575,000 in damages and attorney's fees to this former high school teacher.
And they fired him.
Yeah, they fired him. They put him on administrative leave, and then they terminated him. So Vlaming sued the school board for violating his rights under the Virginia Constitution and the Commonwealth Law, stating that in his lawsuit, his religion, quote, prohibits him from intentionally lying, close quote, and that he, quote, sincerely believes that referring to a female as a male by using an objectively male pronoun is telling a lie, close quote. A lower court dismissed his case, but then Vlaming appealed his case to the Virginia Supreme Court in 2021. Then the High Court restored the lawsuit, ruling that Vlaming's rights were indeed violated and that the Circuit Court should not have thrown out the case.
Yeah, the High Court actually ruled that the state's constitution seeks to protect diversity of thought, diversity of speech, diversity of religion, and diversity of opinion. And so his freedom of religion and expression had been violated.
This majority opinion was written by Justice Arthur Kelsey. He, by the way, is an exemplary justice at the Virginia Supreme Court. He is somebody who takes his oath of office very seriously. He is an originalist. He is exceptionally talented and intellectual. He looks at the history and the origin of whatever he's interpreting, whether it's a statute or in this case, constitutional provisions or whatever it might be. And he is the one who authored the decision. Mm. He says that the court's review of this case, quote, seeks to protect diversity of thought, diversity of speech, as you mentioned, diversity of religion, and diversity of opinions. He noted that the nation is a constitutional republic and cannot be true to itself if it doesn't allow people participating in the public marketplace of ideas to use their conscience. He said, absent a truly compelling reason for doing so, no government committed to these principles can lawfully coerce its citizens into pledging verbal allegiance to ideological views that violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. That is a great decision, great opinion by a great jurist, Arthur Kelsey.
Yeah, so the school board realized it's lost its case, so it agreed to settle, and it paid $575,000 to Mr. Vlemming, as well as agreed to clear his employment history with them so he could pursue a new teaching position.
Yeah, the teacher, by the way, according to his attorney in this case, or a statement from or about him, said that he wasn't fired for what he said. He was fired for something he couldn't say. The school board violated his First Amendment rights under the Virginia Constitution and Commonwealth law. And that's, I think, really important. Mm-hmm. It's not something that he said. He was not denigrating this person. He was willing to try to avoid the pronoun issue, willing to avoid lying, willing to actually call the person by their preferred name that they wanted to change their name to. But he wasn't willing to lie. Mm-hmm. Because doing so is contrary to his sincerely held religious belief that you're not supposed to lie.
But you know, Matt, this is a great example of one person can make a difference. Because aside from the settlement and his employment record, the school board has also abandoned its pronoun policy to conform to Virginia's new education policies, which directs school personnel to refer to students only by the pronouns appropriate to the sex listed in the student's official record. That is a huge victory.
You know, and it's crazy, as you started off the program, that we're even having to talk about
pronouns.
Because now the pronouns, as crazy as it sounds, are supposedly over 100. I mean, it's really, there's female and male. There's male, you know, you're female and male. And there's pronouns that go along with that. There's singular and plural. That represent male or female or, you know, just general. But how can you come up with over 100? And if you go down this road, I mean, literally, they've created over 100 so-called pronouns. Once you go down this road, how in the world, if you have a class of 25 and they all want to use different pronouns, how do you even remember what their pronoun is supposed to be? Do they put it on a card and they wear it on their chest?
I guess.
You know what their pronoun is? And then, because then if you have iterations of plural, the card has to be pretty big.
It's just
ridiculous.
Absurd way to avoid reality. You're either created as a male or a female, period.
So Vlemming says, quote, I was wrongfully fired from my teaching job because of my religious beliefs, put me on a collision course with school administrators who mandated that teachers ascribe to only one perspective on gender identity, their preferred view. He said, I love teaching French and gracefully tried to accommodate every student in my class, but I could not say something that directly violated my conscience. Mm. Obviously, he could not lie and would not lie. I know that there's other people out there that you may be encountering this. I talked to one just about a few days ago who's having something very similar happen to this person in another school teaching. If you know someone who's being confronted by this false pronoun ideology and they're being forced to use false pronouns, the fact of the matter is, don't lie, don't compromise your religious values, and then contact Liberty Counsel, because these cases need to be fought and they can be won. And as in this particular case, Peter Vlemming, he loves teaching French. He loves his students. He's not going to lie to them, but he's also not going to compromise truth, and he's not going to compromise his religious beliefs. And as a result, not only did he get compensated, not only did this send a message to other schools not to violate individual rights like this, But also, the school policies had to change to come back to reality that there's, you know what, there's male and female. That's all there is.
Yeah.
Let's get back to basics.
Truth. Let's have truth.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. This agenda, this LGBTQ agenda, pronouns or whatever it might be, is very aggressive to try to undermine objective reality. It is dangerous to lie to students, to lie to anyone about this issue. And this is the tip of the spear. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.